VentureCast.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's a great pleasure that we have our end of the year free psychic readings with myself and Kelly Jo Monahan today. I know 21 has been a heck of a year for a lot of us to get through, and I'm sure there's a lot of members of our audience that has a lot of uncertainty going into the following year coming up. I will reassure each of you, I feel very positively going forward that things will improve for us next year over the long run. And with that idea, I think we're going to have some good readings tonight. I just want to give the audience background on our returning special guest, Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo is a renowned clairvoyant, psychic medium, pet psychic, medical intuitive, and radio show host. She's agreed to be on the show many times with me, and I love having her on the show, and we've become really close friends as well and colleagues. So Kelly Jo is a gifted clairvoyant, a psychic medium. She does a lot. She offers spiritual counseling to her clients, and she even has prior experience as a paranormal investigator. She hosts a spiritual radio show on blogtalkradio.com known as Biscuit and Tea Mystic, and I've been on her show many times as well, and I can tell you every time I'm on her show, it's a pleasure. Her website is www.kellyjopsychic.com. I am very excited to get Kelly Jo on the phone to talk to us today and welcome her onto the show.
Kelly Jo, welcome to the show. Thanks for having me again.
It's always a pleasure. I think I counted, like, we've done this, like, 30-something times already, if you believe that.
Wow.
it's quite a lot. It's quite a lot. And I know from our vantage point working together, we've grown in our approach on how we, you know, look at this stuff. And I'm just very excited. I wanted to ask you how things are going for you, if you want to share anything new about yourself with our audience or, you know, an update.
Well, things are going along. I'm going to be at a fair in Melbourne in January, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
I always enjoy doing those. It's the Mystic Fair, so
excellent.
It's going to be the 24th and the 25th in the Melbourne Auditorium, and or 23rd and 24th. It's Saturday and Sunday, and that's always
okay.
A joy. I always love doing that, and I can't wait to do the readings for people this year, because I think this next year is going to be better.
I agree with you. We were talking about that a little bit earlier today, and I'm just glad to be able to share that with our audience tonight. From my vantage point, I meditate a lot, as you know, and during one of my meditations, I had a premonition that, let's see if I'm right or wrong. I mean, I'm only one person, but I feel like things are going to die down with this pandemic stuff towards the late spring. I feel like May or June, we're going to have a reprieve in terms of having, you know, a different outlook on things. And I know that sounds like 5 months away, but when you look at what we've been through already, it's like we're going through the darkest moment right now, but it's going to get better. And we just got to stay within that context to think that way. It won't upset us as much, you know? But I look forward
to... Yes, I think everything will start lightening and brightening up.
Exactly. I think of the sun rising, you know? So
yeah.
Let's take our... we'll take our first call because we got a list of callers here. 212. Hi, 212. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Joe or myself? And where are you calling from and what's your name?
Yeah. Hi, Jason and Kelly Joe.
Hi.
Is Bryn from New York City calling.
Hi, Brett.
How you doing? And
good.
Happy
good.
New
Welcome
Year
to
you both.
Show.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. So I just want to know what my guides generally think about next year for me, or just any message now, you know, is fine. Or if it's from a loved one, you know.
If you could ask us a more specific question, just because of the time constraints we're under,
oh,
we want to make
okay.
sure we can answer a specific question.
In terms of my inner growth, my spiritual growth, where it's going, is what I'd like to know.
Okay.
In terms of spirituality, yeah.
Do you want me to go first, Kelly Joe, or you want to go first?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, Brent, in terms of your spiritual growth, I feel like you're already kind of on that journey. First off, you're calling this show, so you're obviously open to this stuff, but I think within yourself, you're having an awakening like a lot of us have, and I think you're more aware of spirituality than you ever have before, and I feel like for you, you're not going to really struggle going into the new year to become more spiritual for yourself, as long as you make the time to focus on the things that are important for you, such as if you were to become better grounded and not worry as much, and any what-if thoughts that pop in your head from time to time, and trust me, we're all plagued by them. I don't feel like that's going to be something you're going to have bothering you if you keep the right mindset going forward, and just, you know, not to be to be doubting yourself or your own inabilities. You got to look forward spiritually. You'll grow. You just have to have the confidence.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
And
then
I'm getting that you need to journal, and they're going to work with you in dream time when you dream at night. So, and they're saying that you're expanding your spiritual horizons, leaps and bounds. So you're on the correct path. You aren't to the left, you aren't to the right. That's what they're telling me.
Oh, great. Well, that's perfect. All right. Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much. About it.
Thank you so much. And the last thing I'll just say to you real quick, just to let you know, there's an elderly man on the other side guiding you who gives you
That's probably my dad, I think.
Dad or grandfather, somebody elderly, somebody older, pointing to show you that there's a anniversary coming up and just paying attention to things, so you'll be all right. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jason and Kelly.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Kelly Joe.
Thank
I think
you.
A lot of people are asking those kind of questions when you think about it. It's like, what's the purpose of spirituality? And I just tell people, just don't even ask if it's spirituality. We're humans inhabiting a spiritual world, a spiritual universe. That's how I tell people right now. You know, once you learn that connection, you won't doubt things as much when they happen. All right, we have 520.
Oh, yay.
Hi, 520. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Elisa from Arizona. Thank you.
What is your name?
Yeah, Lisa from Arizona. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa from Arizona. What is your question for Kelly Joe and myself?
I wonder if you see this wrapping up. My lawyer sent a letter to my former relationship person, boyfriend, excuse me, and it's to settle some business between us. Do you see that coming to a positive conclusion within the next month or so?
Kojo, you want to go first?
I'm seeing it coming to conclusion. If it don't happen in January, it'll definitely be done by February.
Oh, good.
And it'll be they're saying a fair and equitable settlement.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Excellent.
Go ahead, Jay.
Chime in, thanks. I don't want to interrupt you. I'll just say this, Lisa. I think I get by 60 days, you're in a much better position than you've been. So you're not going to have as much stress on your shoulders. Yeah, I literally see you breathing calmer and not having angst in your chest and just feeling tight in your breathing, the anxiety will be over. So that to me represents it in the future. By say, I agree with Kelly Jo, around February is when this gets resolved. February, early March.
Oh, my gosh.
February.
Oh, I love it. So, I embrace that. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy. And you know what? It's
Thank
good
you.
To hear from
Happy
you
New.
All on what you perceive
you.
For next coming year, because too many of these psychics online are saying doomsday, you know, and so it's nice to hear what you all have to say.
I don't get doomsday.
I don't either.
So
I see.
We've been through
doomsday. You know, as long as children are being born, it's God's way of showing that there's hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Some of them see things going very bad. So anyway, I'm glad to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. We appreciate you supporting the show and calling in, and wish
you
a very safe Happy New Year. Right?
Yes.
Thank
you.
You. Keep us apprised.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Excellent. 860.
Hello?
Hi, 860. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. May I have your name and where you're calling from? And then your question.
Hey, Jason. Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Alma.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, Alma. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I can't wait for this new beginnings. That's for sure. For sure. I've been actually in the last month or so, I've been going through some super changes in a good way. I know I'm evolving and I'm growing and all that other good stuff. And so I was wondering, it was crystal clear, like a couple of days ago I know I've called in before, but like this relationship that might be coming,
saying,
like it
interest.
Was so crystal clear.
I get new
like,
interest.
I know.
I get new love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was wondering who, like, do you feel or when that might be or what's going on? Any details?
You want me to go first?
Go ahead,
or
Jason,
first?
Since you're already picking
right.
up.
No worries. I was getting that off your energy before you finished your sentence. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I get, like, that psychic thing that just pops out, and I do what I do. But I will tell you to be just go with a cautious approach, not to be cautious of the person, but I just feel like you guys have to – continue on the flow you're at right now. If you disrupt that at all, it can make it awkward. So I wouldn't do that. I would focus on the flow, keep it the way it is, focus on you, not get any negative thoughts in your head or insecurities, and always crops up, I know, new relationships. But the more positive you are about it and the more you don't let what-if negative-type scenarios plague you or relationships from the past, kind of the ghosts of Christmas past, you could have the ghosts of relationships past come to visit you.
Right.
And you don't want that. So you got to look forward with it and not look back at all with it, or it could cause some complications for you. So my recommendation is stay the course. You know, it'll progress on its own, but don't read into things. If he doesn't call you back right away, for example, don't jump the gun. Or if there's some insecurity that's triggered by a prior event, keep it in mind when you're dealing with a new relationship that it's a whole new scenario. And I think that'll help you.
So you just think that I should just – you don't see anybody coming in. It's just like just to hold my ground. Is that what you're saying, Jason?
I see you having the opportunity of a great relationship developing this year. I think there is someone coming in, absolutely. And I see a new love interest. I think by the spring, you have a great opportunity for it. I feel like as you get through next year, the one thing I see as an obstacle is that you can self-sabotage from insecurities that lie within yourself from prior relationships. So you
got
to not give way
got
to
it.
That. As long as you don't let as long as you don't get in your own way, I feel like you'll be fine. Just give it the course it needs to take. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I'm seeing the choice of two. I see one in February that you could meet, and it would be like a blind date, so say yes. And
okay.
Then you're dating and deciding, then you're going to meet another one that feels like a Scorpio, but he's a higher Scorpio and looks like in summertime. So one's like a silver fox with a goatee and a mustache, and the other one is a fella that's just straight hair and brown eyes and... He's one's older and one's a little bit younger than you by a year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's really good. And thank you so much for the insight. This is great. I'm excited.
Yeah,
Happy New Year,
it's
you
gonna
guys.
Get better for you. Happy New Year. Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks,
take good care. Happy
All right.
22.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy 22. Thanks. Okay, we have 630. Hi, 630.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Can I have your name and your question and where you're calling from?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin. And just
okay.
before
Hi,
I ask you my
Welcome
question, hi, I want to give you confirmation. I called probably like, I don't know, let's say like 3 or 4 months. I think it was like 4 months ago. Anyway, I asked you if I was going to like moving to Wisconsin, and you and Kelly both said that I was going to like it better than I thought, and you were both right. I love it here.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I love
That's it great. Here.
Thank you for validating. We appreciate it. What's your question for us?
Okay, so my question is I just started a new online store for one of my existing businesses. How do you see that working out for me? Is it going to be financially abundant?
You're going to start making the profit in the next 3 months, which is unheard of. And you're also going to – do you ship internationally?
They asked me, but I don't know how to do that yet, but I could.
Okay, but you better learn because you're going to have a lot of international people like what you got.
Okay. Yay!
So I guess
Thank
you could
you.
Google anything. I'm not real technological, but Google it.
Okay.
But yes, you will make a profit. You're going to do very well. And you're going to add... to the products that you sell. So you're going to do very well. And Wisconsin people are going to love what you have to sell.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, I did start with a limited product line, so thank you for saying that I will eventually add. I appreciate that.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Dion, as Kelly Jo was talking to you, I write notes on a notepad, and I wrote down the word online store, and then I got inventory growth, managing new clients, steady growth, and I also got other future ventures unrelated to the online store will be also something else you do, and that you're going to do something in the Dells in Wisconsin in the future for a trip after you take a break from the busy part of the first part of next year, so next summer. I feel like you're going to kind of reflect back on this period of growth and see where you're headed into the following future from there. So this is a springboard for you. I see success from it. The only thing I would just say is just, enjoy the success. You know, you've worked hard for it, and you're also going to have some challenges, but growth is one of them, but I also see you mastering it. You know how to do this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I need
you,
you're going to add candles, too.
Hold
candles.
On.
Candles.
Candles.
Did you hear that? Candles.
I have candles. Okay.
Candles.
I love candles. Okay. I'll note that down.
Thank you, Dion.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
And they don't smoke, so they're a special kind of candle. So I have no idea
like
what they are, but you'll find it.
Excellent. All right. Here's our next one. Hi, 631. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? And where are you calling from?
Yes.
Your name?
Yes. Hi. Do you see a relationship coming in soon or a new job or anything? Or both? Yay.
Okay. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Okay. Thank you. So you want to know about a if you could just be specific, because we have other callers, so
I'm sorry. I'm online dating and stuff. Do you see a significant other coming in soon? I went on a date yesterday, but he didn't text me at all today, so I don't know. And then I'm talking to other people. Like, I'm looking for a serious relationship.
Yeah. Kelly Jo, you want to go first or let me go first?
Well, I do see you meeting. You're going to go to one of those things where you meet them in person and you go do like something fun like cooking, painting, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't usually do those things. But
huh?
I don't usually go to cooking classes or painting and stuff.
Well, it's like a fun thing that you do to meet and greet people from whatever dating site you're doing. And I see you doing that. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to meet somebody that you really hit it off with. I hear... he could have the name of Mike.
Oh. Is,
you know, I'm hearing that really strong. And it looks like you'll start having a relationship and start dating in earnest summertime into, you know, into the fall. So you're going to meet somebody that really blows your skirt up. So there you go. He's like 5'11", wears glasses, has brown hair, has gray hazel eyes, and he works with paperwork. So there you go.
Okay. When am I going to meet him? Like spring?
That's what I said, darling.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree with what Kelly Joe just said. My spirit guides are telling me to have two bits of information to share with you. That's for yourself. Change your mindset towards how dating applies to you and not feel so personal when things don't always work out, because there's a lot of duds out there that have nothing to do with you, that you are who you are. And I'm also being told to tell you that you're gonna come across some duds in the future, but you get past the duds to find the right person. And I agree with Kelly Joe, you're going to meet the right person. And I feel like it's along next spring. But in the meantime, not to get yourself beat up, because if you meet some dud that doesn't text you back, that's more on him than you. And not to let reflect anything negative for yourself. Because if you do that, it just brings you down. And it doesn't make the process the way it should be, which is selection for yourself, trying to find like the right fit. And that's what I'm being told to tell you. If you take it with less of a degree of heaviness, you'll speed up the process of meeting the right person for yourself, and it won't be as torturous for you. I feel like you've dealt with some real struggles with it. So,
all right, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go to a painting class or anything online, but maybe I'll meet them like 7-Eleven. I don't know. What?
Yeah.
In person.
Go
on a date with a person and do something like that.
Oh, okay, great. I would like to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you so much for your
like
question.
I would like to do that.
I appreciate it.
I would.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have 407. Hi, 407. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. You have a question for Kelly Joe and myself? And where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
407? Yep, they're not. All right, we tried. Let's see the next one. 904. Hi, 904. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. You have a question for Kelly Joe and myself. And where are you calling from?
My name is Pat. I'm calling from Florida. I've spoken to Kelly before about this. I'm trying to get some back payment from the DEO here in Florida, and I've gone through a news channel that helps people, but I didn't really have much success, but I'm trying to contact them again. I wonder if you see anything happening soon with them, or should I try to pursue some other leads?
Go ahead, Jay.
I think you should keep all your options open, and, you know, it's the old analogy, that the old acronym, you know, the example is if you're the squeakiest wheel, you'll get the attention. So if you're feeling like you're not getting the attention for something you need, I would look at every option you have. I feel like at some point you might get the right person hearing your situation to help you more than you've ever been helped before.
Well, I've been at it for over a year, and I've pretty much contacted everybody else I can contact. My only other idea is that to contact a state representative in my area or the inspector general, because I've tried and tried and tried.
Did you do Contact 5 at all?
Contact what?
John Matarese on Channel 5.
No, there was a Channel 6 news here that has a program. I did do that. They told me in October that they sent the information to DEO. They had a contact there. I never heard anything back from them. I emailed them twice to see if they could further pursue it, and I didn't hear back anything. They didn't answer the email. Then I called today, and they said all I can do is email them again. So I'm going to email them again.
Right. Well, try the Channel 5 guy.
We don't have Channel 5 here. I don't know who that is.
I'll make another recommendation to you, and this is just popping in as you're talking about things. Whichever county you're located, where are you in Florida, you said?
Yeah, Brevard County.
So contact the Brevard County Bar Association and ask them to give you some guidance on this issue, because there may be a legal representative that can give you some perspective, help you, give you some introductions or something. That's what I'm also going to tell you to look at, okay?
Okay.
Because you can only make so much noise yourself. Sometimes you need to have a lawyer look at it for you. That's what I'm being told to share. Okay?
All right, thank you. Do you think the Inspector General will do anything?
I think all those are avenues, but you need the right vehicle to drive down the street. If you walk down the street, you're not going to get as much attention. If you have like a legal representative, a law firm or somebody that can give you guidance with that, contact the Bar Association, ask them, tell them your situation, say, hey, I'd like to talk to the lawyer referral service. Sometimes they charge like $25, but they'll give you the names of some attorneys that you'll be able to speak to that can give you the right guidance you need to protect your legal rights. Because that sounds like what you really need to do. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Jojo?
Yeah, hello.
You're there. Good. Okay. Hi, 919. Welcome to the show. This
Hello.
Is Jason Zook. Hi, what's your name?
Hi. My name is Kay. I'm calling from Georgia. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Thank you for calling, Kay. What's your question for us?
My question is regarding career opportunities. I'm just wondering, do you see something new coming through soon? I am presently working, but just ready for a new start, a fresh start.
Mid-February
well,
is what I'm picking up about
the applications out there. But I see you getting contacted by a headhunter, and you'd be good in admin. So, and it looks like that could happen in March. So look for something to happen in March.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But they'll reach out to you. Go ahead, Jay.
As you were talking to Kelly Joe, I got a couple things to write down. I got online job recruitment event, online networking event, visibility something are the words I get in it. I also get you by mid-February having some good leads for a new position for yourself that you're going to be very excited about because it's going to give some opportunities and challenges you haven't had in a while at your current position, and that can get frustrating and demoralizing. So I feel like you're going to have more opportunity to control your own destiny, so to speak. Make better money. You'll be more satisfied. And more importantly, it's going to put you on the track for some bigger opportunities.
That's great. That is great. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right.
Blessings to you both.
You too. Okay, 205.
Hi.
Hi, 205.
Happy holidays.
Welcome to the show. This is
Happy Cook. Holidays.
Happy holidays. You have a what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Patricia. Thank you both for taking my call. I'm calling from Alabama, and my question is: there is a fiduciary that is over my uncle's estate that my family and I filed a complaint at the early part of this year, back in February. And since we filed that complaint, things have went from bad to worse. So we're about to file another complaint. Do either one of you see her being removed anytime soon? I know it's sort of a hard thing we've been told to do, to remove a fiduciary, but do you see her being removed eventually, sooner than later?
As you're saying that, I get that it's going to be some delays tactics that they're going to employ. Slow things down, gum things up. That's what I got on the other side. Whoever you're trying to get removed is going to do everything they can to make it as difficult as possible. So I do think someone else can get appointed. I think you're going to go through a process of having to prove it to the court or whichever body you're with. I see an administrative proceeding, and I see you having to prove something in the future. So it's likely it's going to happen. I just think it's going to take longer than you expect, but it will get accomplished. That's what I get.
Thank you.
And I get towards, like, 6 to 8 months from now.
Oh, wow. Lord. Oh, my God. It's already been 2 years of dealing with it. Okay,
I get
thank
6 to 8 months, but then I see a positive outcome. Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
Yeah, because I'm seeing the judge going to say, okay, that's enough of that shenanigans.
Yes.
You're going to get a good judge.
Oh, yes, because we're about to have to bring in attorneys.
You are going to have to have an attorney, darling.
Okay. Okay.
You need one that has chutzpah.
Yes. Yes, Kelly does. But thank you.
Yeah, you need
so
one
much.
That saber rattles better than the other one.
Yes.
I'll show you my sword.
Certainly. Yes. Well,
Once you do that, you'll get it done.
Okay. Yeah. And you see around about the same time, too, Kelly?
Yeah.
It's a
slow boat to China, so probably 8 more months.
Mm.
But you waited this long.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it'll cost you a little bit, but you might be able to turn the tables and have them pay for it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yes. Right.
So,
okay.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
Thank you both.
I agree with Kelly. Happy New Year. I really do think. Stay positive. It's going to work out, I believe.
It will get resolved. They're telling me that. You will have a resolution before the end of 2022.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Thank you. That's all I
needed
to hear.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Patricia. How are you doing?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Great. Let's see. Kelly Jo, tell our audience where they can find you. We're halfway through the show already.
Tell them how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
KellyJoePsychic.com and 561-333-5367 is my phone number.
Okay, great.
And I make
great
gifts for the new year.
Yes, you do. 100%. Highly recommend you. You're amazing. For anyone who wants to ring with me, you can always call. I have a new number, 833-JASON-ZOOK. And you can book an appointment with me that way or go on the Social Psychic website, www.thesocialpsychic.com. I'm also on social media with the Social Psychic handle on Instagram and most other media as well. All right, let's see. Okay, 813. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jason.
Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? Hi.
Yes.
What's your name?
I do. How are you guys? Christy from Florida.
We're good.
Hi, Christy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you guys for taking my call. I had two questions for you guys. The first one was in regards to any type of serious love interest in the future.
Yeah, you're going to have somebody that you knew before come back into your life, and he's not a jerk.
Well, that's awesome. Is there
and
any
I hear I hear the song by Melina Dietrich's Falling in Love Again, do-do-do-do-do-do. And what's happened, the decks have been cleared, and all the old stuff's been cleared away, and now you can start anew. They're saying anew.
Sure.
That's your word for the new year, anew.
So it's someone that I already know from my past, huh?
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. But it's one of the good ones?
It's a good one, and he isn't a jerk.
Oh, okay, good. Is there any other specific?
Well, you probably knew him back when you were 20.
Whoa.
1 or 22.
Wow, that long ago?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 38.
No harm, no foul. You just went separate ways. You did a Y in the road. That's what I get. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. I get, Christy, thank you for calling into the show, by the way. I get that you're going to have renewed confidence around February. January, you're still going to go through what you've gone through right now. But by February, you're going to kind of stick your head above and look about. Kind of like Groundhog's Day when you get your head out and you look at the groundhog looks and it's like less winter time. That's why I feel like you're going to be in 2022. You're going to get up, you know, look around in February, check things out, and you're going to see a much more positive outlook for yourself, and you have greater confidence, and you're going to be able to maneuver any of the challenges that any of these prospective suitors will throw your way, and
you can see through a lot of that, almost like X-ray vision. And I just see you having a positive experience. So I would definitely say that going towards the warmer months, you know, May and June, I feel like there's a good possibility of you being in the place you want to be and what you envision for yourself in terms of a serious relationship with somebody who's going to take it as seriously as you need them to. And that's what I see. I see a balancing going on in your life, and your private life, your relationship, that kind of stuff's going to balance out for you, and you're going to find a lot of enjoyment with that. Just having peace of mind for a change instead of, you know, topsy-turviness and not sure what's coming next. But in the future, it's not like that. And it starts this year. So that's what I get.
That is awesome news. Well, thank you so much for that. I just had other question as well. The other question was in regards to I just went through like a court proceeding with my ex, and it was in November. My attorney had sent the information to my ex, and he has not agreed to it, even though it was a settlement, and he's now having attorneys review it. I was just wondering if that's going to continue any longer, or is it going to be resolved off of what we've already discussed in November?
You want to go Kelly Jo first? You want me to go first?
Well, I feel like he's going to keep it rolling. So it's going to be elongated. And you might go back to court.
Oh, man. Because it's already been 5.5 years.
Go ahead.
One thing I'll add to that, though, is I think that the court's going to be less tolerant in the situation than they've been in the past. And I think there's going to be some decisions made on his end that's going to cause him to make decisions to eventually be done with this. And it's going to be something that's a financial decision for him once he sees it hurts him in his wallet by pushing things further because of the risk. That's when he's going to step down.
Okay.
That's what I get. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you guys
so
much.
Resolved.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
2020. All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. 216. Hi, 216. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? 216?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, 216. Welcome
there?
To the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
Sorry,
and where are you calling from and your name?
Yeah. Let me get you off speaker.
Okay.
I guess I want to know what's coming up like in the next like 90 days. Does that make sense?
I would ask you to have a specific question. It just makes it easier for us because of time constraints for the show.
I know. What do you see coming up in the next 90 days at my job? How's that? For the new year. Thank you.
All right. You want me to go first, Kelly Jo?
Go ahead.
I'll just ask you that. I seem like asking you that all the time. We'll switch up.
Oh, my gosh.
What I think for your job stuff is I feel like there's some changes that are coming up, but they're not going to impact you directly. Okay. I think there's some fear that there might be some changes for your job or position or your responsibility, but I don't see it affecting you. It's going to be around you, but not you personally. I also think that you're going to have greater moments of clarity with work right now coming up that's going to help you perform really well, and that might give you opportunities to move up more in the future, later in the year. There might be an opportunity of something that opens up from something that you're going to prove yourself in the spring through your job performance and something else you're involved with. So I see growth for you. Beyond 90 days, but in 2022 is a year of growth.
That makes
over,
sense.
It's a slow, steady, gradual stuff, but it's progressive, but there is improvement.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lateral move, and you'll make money. And when a job comes up, apply, because you'll get it. And you'll have more responsibility and better benefits.
Wow. Yeah, I'll be there a year in February.
You know, so that probably will happen in mid-summer, you know, like June.
Okay. Wow, I never thought of that, but that's okay. That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you. All right, we have 520. Hi, 520, welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a call for Kelly Jo and myself? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, 520? Hello? Nope, didn't answer. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't hear anybody.
Yeah. Hi, 805. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Oh, hi, Jason. This is Donna. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Good. California.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thanks.
What's your
I
question
wanted to know if next year is going to be better financially, so, you know, like a windfall, inheritance, or something like that, so I can get, you know, a little bunch of money so I can go traveling.
I feel like it's going to be improved from where you are now. I don't get the word windfall. I just get an improved outlook and better money for you. But it's not going to be something that's going to be a windfall. It's something more predictable.
You're going to save
okay,
for
like
it.
Save for it? Okay. All right. Oh,
yeah, I get a gradual increase of financial, a gradual increase of money that helps you to have further stability going forward throughout the year. I don't see any setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I just see a gradual growth.
Well, my brother-in-law, he had mentioned to my sister that he'll be giving me more money. Do you see that happening next year? I mean, the year coming, you know, year 2022?
Something about that's a delay, so I don't get a yes on that. At least not in the first half
okay.
of the year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, maybe it'll be the second half then. Okay.
Something
alrighty.
About towards, like,
well, thank
the
you
latter
for
half, yeah. Thank you.
The latter half of next year?
The
okay.
latter half of 2022. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. 951. Hi, 951. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? And where are you calling from? And your name, please. 951?
Hi. How
Hello?
You doing? Hello?
Good, good, good. Yeah. How you doing, sir? Where are you calling from? And what's your name?
California. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
I just want to see what you see in the new year for me.
I would ask to keep it to a specific area. It just makes it easy so we can get as many callers today as possible.
I'm looking for a job.
Okay. And you want to know what about job stuff? If you're going to have one or what
yeah,
specific question?
What kind of job do you see me getting? Will I have to move?
I can't hear you, sir. You kind of cut out.
Do you see me having to move? What kind of job do you see me getting?
I see you doing something that's different than what you've done in the past, so there's a new skill set you're going to be doing, but you get trained for it. And it's going to give you an opportunity to grow individually within yourself, but also your career path will improve. So there's something you're going to get trained in as an entry level, and you're going to move up with it. And it's going to be something that you'll enjoy. To tell you specific what it is, it's almost like I see you being trained internally by a company with their own internal procedures. So that could be different types of positions, but I don't see it as being in an office. I see it more like you'd be out and about, almost like you'd be helping deliver things or working with boxes and shipments and maybe even over them, like managing it or something. There's something along those lines.
Hmm.
Like a UPS store or something, you know, like one of those type of shipping stores.
Right. Do you see me having to move out of the area, or is it an area that I'm in?
I think it's not going to be too far from where you're currently staying that you won't have to make a significant move. If anything, I think you could still commute between where you are and where you're going to work.
Okay. Do you think I'll move from the location I am at? Or?
I don't see an immediate move, so I don't think that's going to happen right away. Unless you want to over time, it's not going to happen as a result of a job that you're going to wind up doing.
Huh.
Okay. Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
I'm seeing, like, little part-time jobs here and there until you get the one that's the full-time. I see you doing about 3 little jobs. And it does take you out and about.
Well, that would be good. The last job I was so bored with. So
it's different all the time, so.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah.
My spirit guide just told me to tell you variety is the spice of life when it comes to work stuff, so you're going to have opportunities coming up.
So it's going to look pretty good.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both
Improvement.
So very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Bye.
I know, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the same type of thing. It's like, what's going to happen next year compared to now? Is my money going to improve? Am I going to have a better job? Am I going to be in a relationship? I feel like so many people have had 2 years to contemplate all these things that going into next year, they're probably all like, when's it going to happen? And I always feel like saying it's divine timing, right? We're going to have that come up. All right, we have 207. Hi, 207. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly, Joe, and myself? And where are you calling from?
I do. My name is Melissa, and I live in Maine. And I'm desiring a house move. What do you see?
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to jump in there. Yeah,
okay.
You definitely are going to get a house, and it's going to have two dormers on the top of it. And it's, would you go to another state?
That's a possibility.
Because
really
you might
like
go
stay
over
here.
The border of where you are. And it's a three bedroom, two and a half bath. It does have a basement, but it don't flood. And
oh, like the one I have now? It floods.
The basement don't flood.
Yeah, not like the one I have now.
And it's a fixed up basement. It's like a finished basement.
Huh. Okay.
You know, and I feel like there's one bedroom upstairs and then a squishy room. You'll use that as an office. And the half bath is upstairs. And then the other two big bathrooms are on the master bath and then the regular bathroom in the hallway there.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
And then it's all redone and you really enjoy it. You got a killer kitchen. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
That's what I get. As Kelly Jo was telling you about, what I do is I'll write down stuff. I got patio, porch. You're going to live in a place with a patio and a porch wrap around or something like that. It's going to have light wood.
Sure.
And it's going to have a fireplace, and you're going to really enjoy the fixtures to it. And I was as Kelly Jo was describing, I was imagining in my mind, I felt it's going to have this cedar smell to it that's going to really, like, pop for you. You're going to really like it. And
am I going to move in with a millionaire? I don't know. This is good.
I don't get that. I just see the new place is going to make you happy.
No,
with the fixtures, too.
It's my first thing I think, how would I afford this? Right?
I just see you having an opportunity to do it.
Okay. So. I guess I got to have my mind more open, right?
It's in your price range. And you'll be able to afford it, and your mortgage won't be that much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. I love it.
All right. Thanks.
Perfect.
Thank you.
It's a perfect
Appreciate
New Year.
It. Happy New Year.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. 434. Hi,
Hello.
434. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Khalil, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Khalil. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly, Joe, and myself?
Yeah. I was wondering, if I'll be able to I know I like certain trucks, and I like certain, units. I was wondering if I'll be able to get up and see how, SWAT teams operate and things like that and, fire departments, because I'm interested in those types of jobs. Not doing them, but, interested in that type of stuff. That's, my hobby. I was wondering if I'll be able to, see around, a fire truck or, a... Huh?
Okay. I'll say this. I think you're going to – have you volunteered with any of these type of things yet? Because I got the word auxiliary and I get volunteer and I get opportunity for networking and you'll become more familiar with stuff. Instead of just a hobby, you'll actually see it from a 360 point of view. So there's something coming up that you should look into if there's some type of volunteer support type thing that you can do. It'll lead you to have an opportunity to do what you're desiring, you're asking about. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay.
And I also see you having a friend that'll let you, who is a firefighter, that'll let you look at the truck. And so you're interested in the mechanics of it, is it?
Just the sounds of the motor and the way it just drives and stuff like that, but also the fact that they go and they use it to help people.
Yeah, you'll be able to see that or hear that. You know, but I also see you looking into the mechanics.
Okay.
You would be good with your hands.
Thank you.
Definitely. I see the same thing.
Go.
I see you having a good skill with it. You're going to definitely pick up some training and some skills from what you're trying to do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
All right. We're running low. We only have 9 minutes, so let's take this call.
Hello.
407. Hi, 407. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Joe, myself? And what's your name?
Hello?
Yes,
yeah, hi, 407.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh,
what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Jen. I'm calling from Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, Kelly
Welcome
Joe.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jennifer. Genevieve.
All right. Wow. This is so great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Jason. Happy New
Hi.
Year.
Happy New Year.
So I wanted to know, I specifically kind of moving forward, I have a lot of things going on right now, but just moving forward in the future, just a specific question. Will the famous blonde actress that I want cast in my novel being made into a movie, will she actually take the part?
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm not getting a positive answer on that. I think there's a delay or there's something else that you have to rework and rethink.
Okay.
That's what I get as you ask that question. So there's something that you're trying to do that you're going to have to take a detour on and figure out, but I see you being resourceful. And if you don't get the desired person, you're going to have somebody who's similar that won't cramp on your creative flair with it. That's what I get.
Okay.
I would tell you to create a plan B just in case.
Okay.
That's how I see it. But it'll be beneficial for you in the long run.
All right.
And I agree with what Jason said.
Okay, it's definitely – okay, go ahead.
Definitely going to write your book, and it will be a movie.
Awesome.
Well,
all right,
I get a plan B. I get a plan B to it in terms of an actress that you want to work with. I would just say keep an open mind and look at different options, and don't be disappointed if one person doesn't work out, because there's many other people out there. If you reevaluate, you'll be able to make it fit really easily.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Love you so much. Have a
You're
wonderful
welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Happy New Year. All right. I think we take one more. Let's see. Hi, 714. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. You're our last caller tonight. What is your question
Hi.
For myself?
Well,
Happy New
my
Year.
Name is Deirdre. Happy New Year. My name is Deirdre. I'm in California, and I am curious to know if there's a relationship coming in for me.
I get yes.
I do too.
Question,
a resounding yes.
I got a yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get by April the latest, but I feel like you're going to get some buds with that, kind of knowing between, say, mid-February, late February into March, and then something develops over time. By April, you'll have a pretty confident feeling about the situation.
Okay. I'm ready.
That's what I get.
And I agree with Jason, because there's definitely somebody coming in. He feels like he'll be a little bit older than you. You will have the meeting of the minds. You need a smart person. Mm-hmm. And you guys are really hit it off. And he has a wry sense of humor. And he's spontaneous. So he'll get you to be spontaneous and go do stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And it's going to be a whirlwind courtship.
Love it. It's kind of intuitively what I feel like's coming. It's been a lot of years, but I've been preparing. Yeah. So
you're
it's,
open
you're
to
spot
it again,
on.
And you've healed through the past. And you've healed through the past.
Yes.
And you're open to it now. And you're not going to be dancing alone in the future. That's what I'll get to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I see him dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
He wishes you around.
I love it.
And he smiles from his. From his smile all the way down to his toes.
That's my guy. Yeah, that's him.
I'll add one part to that. As Kelly Jo was describing the dancing in my head, I had the idea that you guys would literally be cheek to cheek and like Eskimo kissing with your noses, like this kind of deep passion kind of thing connecting you both.
I love it for you. Love it. I'll let you
all
both
right.
know. I'll keep you posted. But
oh,
yeah,
please.
Thank you so
and
much.
I just see you guys
sure.
having
please
fun.
Do.
Yes, that's what I'm ready for. So, thanks, you guys. Happy New Year. I appreciate
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you. Kelly Jo, one last time, if our audience wants to get a hold of you, where would they best find you?
KellyJoPsychic.com, and my phone number is 561-333-5367.
Great. And you can just go to www.thesocialpsychic.com or 833-JASON-ZOOK. The UK. Thank you so much for supporting the show, Kelly Jo. I really enjoy having you on. It's always such a pleasure having
oh, it's
you
always
on the
fun.
Show. You know, I know we're going to do a lot more of these, and there's other collaborative ideas that I know we're going to work on as well in the future. And I'm just really, really grateful that you're a part of my life and working with us on the show and enjoying this. I mean, you do this voluntary, and it's been a great time, and I look forward to a lot of abundance. For hearing about a lot of abundance for you in 2022 and being a part of it and just having you, you know, to collaborate and work with and help people. I love it. So I appreciate it so much. Well, thank you. We'll be doing this again. So thanks.
Have a wonderful night.
Happy New Year, Kelly Jo. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
All right. I want to thank Kelly Jo for coming on the show. It's been an amazing road working with her and just having these opportunities has always been such a treat. And when you can get close to someone you work with and respect each other and be friends and really trust all that, it's a unique connection. And I deeply appreciate Kelly Jo and everything she offers. Check her out if you definitely want to get a good reading for the new year. I'd highly recommend it because I've used her myself and I've had friends and family use her and she's highly regarded. I do want to update our audience on a couple of things. One, you'll notice starting in January that there's a new show that I'll be involved with as a co-host and producer with my best friend, Megan Kane. It's called Psychic Visions, and this is something that we've been talking about doing for a long time that we finally have put into focus in the fall, and we're signed with Electrocast Media, and I'm just really excited about this new opportunity. I will still have our shows going forward. I'm going to have a more set schedule with the shows. So keep a lookout on social media, and I encourage anyone listening to this episode to go on to Instagram and look up Psychic Visions Podcast on Instagram. It's the Psychic Visions Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. We're going to have a website out soon, and I know you're going to love everything that we're going to do there. So it's a continuation of our quest for basically letting our audience know that spirituality is all around us. We're living in a world that's very spiritual, and we're humans inhabiting that world. And I really feel very strongly about that, and I'm very excited about our new opportunity together. Megan is such an amazing person, and you'll get to see that. She's been on this show a few times, but you'll really get to see our dynamic when we work together, hosting future guests and discussing various issues regarding psychic phenomena, the paranormal, UFO, missing people, a lot of those type of topics. So be on the lookout for that. I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. This has been a great year for our show, season 4. We put out 102 episodes. I do want to apologize to anyone in our audience. There was some delay there, which shows I just have multiple hats I take between being a lawyer and a psychic and doing the podcasting thing, which I love so much. Sometimes those hats, other areas of my life take precedence, and sometimes I got to do that. But I want to let everybody know that going into 2022, I'm extremely hopeful that everything we've been worried about and fearing is going to improve on some level. I'm not saying the world's going to be a different place altogether, but I do think that towards the late spring, we're going to have some positive developments coming our way that might help us make this more of an endemic situation and not a pandemic anymore. But anyone in the audience listening, if you're in doubt, get boosted, get your vaccine shots. So get your vaccine shots, get boosted, wear your masks, wash your hands, be smart about what you do. We can get through all this, and it's going to be a rough January from what it sounds like. But at the same time, with everything negative, there's always healing, and there's always new beginnings, opening doors, and all these things, and that's what I see. So hang in there. I wish each of you a happy new year. Thank you for supporting the show. Until next time, stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Mile, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the Wanna Bet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but Wanna Bet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric Acid.
Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.